What's up, guys? What's up, Akokites? It's a new week, a new episode, and you know, are you guys enjoying the strike, the holiday? I don't know if I should call it holiday strike. So it's game o'clock, and you know what's going on at Nuga Games. So hashtag Unilag Nuga 2022 is already trending on Twitter, and you know what it's about. So
yeah,
exactly, and everybody's going for the good.
It's the biggest game event currently in Nigeria.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm still
your favorite guy, Teal to the BI, Toby, and Al Farida with me today, as usual.
Farida. Hello, everyone. It's Farida, aka Farid for real. How are you guys doing?
Yeah, Farida, you see, it seems everyone is going for good this time around. You can see hashtag Ginola for good, hashtag OE
yeah.
for good, hashtag Ginola for good.
Yeah.
It's like everybody's
and
not
I
a good guy.
I actually know someone.
Isn't that funny? Yeah, we are good guys now.
Actually, yes, you know, it's the perfect time to be a good guy. And I actually know someone who is a gold medalist for UNILAG, University
whoa,
of Lagos.
Wow.
But yes, men's table tennis. Yeah, he's my friend. So at least I know a good medalist. That one is a braggy, right?
Yeah, your friend's a medalist. Oh, God, when?
Yeah, so guys, we'll be having a conversation with athletes from different schools. And before that, we have a volunteer from UNILAG who is volunteering with the Red Cross, Ifeoluwa. And we have Abigail, who is an athlete from University of Benin, UNIPEN. And Yanolua from the University of Port Harcourt, UNIPORT, representing our school in chess competition. So, Farida, over to you.
So, Ifeoluwa, it's very interesting. You know, I don't think I've come across a member of the Red Cross before personally. So what has your experience been like being a member of the Red Cross for Nuga?
Alright, so I'm Ifeoluwa. Then my experience being a member of the Red Cross for Nuga Games, basically that's been an interesting experience so far. You know, there's been ups and downs, yeah, definitely. There are times whereby you know you enjoy, you have fun, you enjoy the matches and all of that. And they've been tested by, you know, you're just tired, frustrated, you know, it's like, what's going on? You know, maybe do some matches, you have to run to an attempt to a casualty, and getting there, instantly up, and you're like, okay, there's no need for first aid again. Now I have to walk, and you have to walk around back to the pitch to your stand. And, you know, tested by, you know, they give us food and drink, you feel so happy then. And there are days whereby, you know, there was no provision for food or even water. And we sat under the sun, you know, so the experience has been interesting, basically. It has been an interesting experience so far. Yeah, so that, that's all I'll say about, you know, that's been fun, chat, that's been fun. So many other things that, you know, I can't remember right now, but that's been fun anyways.
So I know that it's volunteer work, so you don't exactly get paid, you know, I mean at all. But does UNILAG make provisions for, you know, feeding, accommodation and other incentives? Or do you just say, take for something like, you know, cold drink after a long day at work?
Yeah, so does UNILAG make provisions for feeding? Accommodation, yes, especially for accommodation. For feeding, I would say yes or no, but I kind of have been eating and I've never spent that money most times. No, almost all the time. Like, at times, not at times, like, they give us maybe one meal per day. Just one per day. So, at times, with water. At times, without water. So, the only ones to give us with water and drink. And that was the visit to visit was around that day. Number water and drink. So, for accommodation, fine. Feeding, just one meal per day, basically. Any other incentive, none are for me. Apart from the fact that you can just enter any event anytime because you are a volunteer, you have the tag, you have access to truly any event, especially as a medical volunteer. There are some things that you might not volunteer can even enter. But as a medical volunteer, you have access to almost everywhere because it's part of medical first and everything. So,
thank you, Ifeoluwa. Hi, Yadoluwa. Can you briefly introduce yourself and what sport are you participating in?
I am Iyanoluwa Olowe from University of Port Harcourt. I'm participating in the chess event.
So, Iyanoluwa, what are your experiences so far in these Nuga games in UNILAG? And what's your most memorable moment in this competition?
My most memorable moment was probably when I won that my last game, because that last game was like, if I win the last game, yes, I'll get a silver medal. So I was like, ah, no, I really have to win this game. So winning the game was really like a loss for me because I needed it to get that silver medal. So that was literally my most memorable moment, like my events, sure.
Yeah, okay. So do you use social media often? And have you been seeing the memes by UNILAG students about other schools? And what do you think about them?
Yeah, of course, I use social media often. And concerning the bans and all, they did not really say anything much about Uniport. It's mainly OAU students and UNILAG that have been trained bans and all. But they did not really say anything about Uniport. The respect levels now, no more.
Which levels? Well, I'll pretend as if I didn't hear that, so that they are quite in my own job out. Yeah, so how have you been feeding? Do you buy food or did you bring food stuff from home? How's it like generally trying to get something to eat around UNILAG?
Well, feeding has not been easy because everything here is so expensive, like very, very expensive. Imagine Indomie, they're saying 800, ha. That's a lot too, man. It's not easy feeding.
Okay, have you witnessed any fights in schools? And lastly, what are the medals you won?
No, I've not witnessed any fights since I got here. Probably because I've not been exposed. Like, I'm just always in my venue, like my playing venue. Most likely that's why. Yeah, I won 3 medals. I got a team gold. Then in the classical events, because we have different events, so in the classical events, I won a silver, medal. Then in the blitz event, I won another silver medal. So that's 3 medals, 2 silvers, then 1 gold.
Hi, Abigail. So what are the experiences in the University of Lagos been?
Well, the Nuga Games has been going well. I learned a lot, and when I go back home, I plan to like improve on myself very, very well. And my experience in University of Lagos has been so very, very good. I went to new places. I went to the Lagoon Front, I went to the museum, I went to the various faculties, Faculty of Art, Faculty of Engineering, Faculty of Law. And I saw fountain, like I saw many places, and I can say University of Lagos is actually a very beautiful place to be. Yeah, it's very beautiful, and I don't want to go home now.
Yeah, I'm very curious to know, as you know, young people, university students, how often do you use social media? And do you even see the memes by UNILAG students about other schools? And what do you think about them? What do you think about all those banters?
I use social media often, and about the memes from other schools by UNILAG students about other schools. I've actually been seeing them. Like the first day we came, the day we came on Wednesday, last week Wednesday, I saw a meme, our school bus. Yeah, some students were mocking our school bus. So I just laughed and then I just ignored it.
Since you came to UNILAG for the Nuga Games, how have you been feeding? Do you buy food? What restaurants do you buy from? Or did you even bring stuff from, you know, your school to eat here?
So how have I been feeding? Well, I've been feeding well. I bought food stuff, so I do cook in my hostel. Sometimes when I can't cook, I just like go out to buy food.
Speaking of drama, Have you witnessed any fights, any spicy fights between contestants of different schools, you know, or the athletes generally, or have you even been involved in a fight?
I've witnessed fights between schools, but not real fights, sha. Just words fight, and I think it's actually common, yeah, because no school will want their team to lose, and they will always want to defend their team. And I'll be able to network with other students. I'm a kind of like an introverted person. Yeah, I don't go out too often like that. But when I go out, I really not made any new friends. Like collected new number from new students. Yeah. I've seen new students like.
Thank you, Yanolua and Abigail, for deciding to do this with us. And Ifeolua, we appreciate your input too. So guys, we are very sorry for giving you this episode this time around after Nuga. We actually did record this episode during Nuga, and we had some technical problems we needed to solve. Some of the recordings were bad and all. So that's why we just have to like improvise and do it all over again. We just have to do some parts again. That's why you are getting it now. But then we do hope you enjoy as usual. So don't worry, on our next episode, we'll give you that real flavor. Thank you very much, you know. From Friday, and I will say bye. Thank you.